Stay tuned for Dialogos Radio, a weekly Greek-American radio program hosted by Michael Nevradakis, here on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Αγοριού απέναντι, πείτε του πως πεθαίνω για τα βαριά ματοκλάδα, ματοκλάδα και τα βαριά τα χέρια. Πείτε του πως ξαγρύπνησα το πόνο δείπνησα, γυρεύοντας τα μάτια του και τα ζεστά του χέρια. Αγοριού απέναντι, πείτε του πως το θέλω, να μου έρθει τα μεσάνυχτα, μεσάνυχτα και δίπλα μου να πέσει, και ως τα ξημερώματα καίνε τα πατώματα. Για θάλασσα τα χάδια του, τα χάδια του, κι εγώ φωτιά, κι εγώ φωτιά στη μέση. Για θάλασσα τα χάδια του, τα χάδια του, κι εγώ φωτιά, κι εγώ φωτιά στη μέση.
We just heard a classic piece by Mary Charonopoulou to start off today's program titled Tou Agoriou Apenandi. This is Dialogos Radio, the weekly Greek radio program which brings together the worldwide Greek and Philhellenic community each week on 9 radio stations across 4 continents and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and for the next hour, I'll be bringing you more great Greek music as well as this week's interview as part of the Dialogos interview series. This week, we will be speaking with the renowned Greek economist Leonidas Vatikiotis, who is also a candidate in this month's European parliamentary elections with the Antaresia political party. Mr. Vatikiotis will talk to us about his candidacy, about Antaresia's positions on major political and economic issues, about Antaresia's participation in both the European parliamentary elections and the local and municipal elections in Greece, and finally, Mr. Vatikiotis will analyze for us the latest economic and political developments in Greece. And after this interview, we will be airing the weekly news roundup from Greece, prepared for us by the Press Project International. Coming up next, though, is the Dialogos interview series with economist and European parliamentary candidate Leonidas Vatikiotis here on Dialogos Radio. The Dialogos interview series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Dialogos Radio. Joining us today here on Dialogos Radio in the Dialogos interview series is the economist and the candidate with the Antaresia political party in the upcoming European parliamentary elections, Leonidas Vatikiotis.
Mr. Vatigiotis, thank you for joining us today. And to begin, it is known that Antarcia, as well as you personally, are in favor of a Greek departure from the Eurozone. What changes would you like to see in Europe as participants in the European Parliament, and what would be your first goal upon entering the European Parliament?
Mr. Nevradakis, thank you very much for your invitation to speak at your broadcasting. Antarcia is a political party, a friend of political parties in Greece, and our aim is to cancel the public debt. We believe that this debt should not be paid. And our second aim is the exit from Eurozone and the European Union too. We believe that Eurozone bears a very big responsibility for the social genocide that we are living in Greece the last year, and namely from May of 2010, when came Troika in Greece imposing all these terrible draconian austerity measures. We are not very well that from the Troika, the two parts from three are coming from European Union. There is one representative of European Central Bank and one more from European Commission, and we must inform the people that no one from these two parts has been elected. European Central Bank and European Commission are not elected from Euro elections. There is no accountability about their acts, about their guidelines. All this situation, as you understand, deteriorate the democratic deficit of European Union. We believe that European Union is a tool of big business of European continent, and for this reason we ask the exit of Greece from Eurozone and European Union too.
The calls for a Greek departure from the Eurozone come into conflict with the Greek government's recent rhetoric, which has talked about an economic success story, about a primary budget surplus, about a Greek re-entry into the global market. How do you respond to this rhetoric?
All these are hearing like a joke, because the Greek government really speaks about the success story of Greece, but all of us in Greece, we are knowing that unemployment is in 28% of labor force. No other European country has such a high unemployment rate. We are knowing very well that all the previous years we had 6,000 suicides. All these cases were a result of economic of poverty. We are knowing very well that even among the people who are working now in Greece, one in three is not being paid. There are tens of thousands of workers who are working every day and they are taking nothing, neither 1 euro. This is the dire reality of Greek people. The Greek government is speaking about the surplus of the budget. This is a lie. Greek economy is an indebted economy. Before a few days, on 23 of April, Eurostat published a press release about the situation of public finance through all over the euro. In this press release, they are writing that Greece has a government deficit of 23.1 billion of euros, that means 12.7% of GDP. This is the deficit of Greek economy. Greek government wanted to present a success. For this reason, they are using this category of primary surplus or deficit as a means to persuade the people to vote them. There is nothing more in essence. No one in European Union, in Eurostat, in Global Statistics is speaking about this category of primary surplus.
In what way could Greece depart from the Eurozone and return to a national currency? Is there a legal precedent that Greece could follow, and what would be the possible consequences?
We are knowing very well that our solution is not something easy, but we must begin our proposals knowing the terrible situation that has been formed in Greece the last years. We are knowing too that neither the next period will be a period of easy solutions. We are knowing very well that the next 5 years, for example, Greece will must live with an unemployment of 28 or 27%. In this context, our solution must be compared with the reality of the last years. For example, a part of this reality is the problems that have many thousands of Greek households with electricity. Every day we have 1,000 more interruptions of electricity. As you understand, the very real problems that we'll confront in a case of exit from Eurozone and European Union will not be so terrible as the reality we are living today. For example, but if we want money to fund our financial needs, very easily we can use the bilateral lending. We can use the domestic lending. And we must not forget that Greece is a country where there is agriculture. I could tell you too that even Iceland, when they decided to announce cancel of debt, of course they could fear about negative consequences. Nothing of this happened. Many here in Greece we are saying that in Iceland they will have problems with food, with imports, exports, etc., etc. Nothing of this happened. We believe that Greek people can impose its willing and solve all the technical problems that will be emerged.
Aside from its participation in the European parliamentary elections, Antarsia is also participating in many local elections in Greece, from what I know. Share some details with us about Antarsia's presence on the local ballot.
In local elections, we persist, first of all, that the local state in municipalities in Greece, they have a very reactionary policy. The previous years in Greece, the local state was paying for the teachers, was paying for sports, etc., etc. After the Troika regime, nothing of this is continued. Now, the local state imposes heavy taxes in people, and we can see that all these municipalities in Greece, they lay off thousands of people, etc., etc. In this period, Antarsia is trying to speak to the people, to persuade them that we must cancel the debt, the sovereign debt, and we must exit from Eurozone and European Union. In our contact with Dyer people, we tell to them that we must have confidence in our own struggles. We must struggle to improve our social conditions, to improve the welfare state, the working hours, all these things.
We are on the air with the economist Leonidas Vatikiotis here on the Dialogos Radio. Mr. Vatikiotis is also a candidate with Antarsia in the upcoming European parliamentary elections. And Mr. Vatikiotis, most Greek media outlets have not given a lot of attention to Antarsia and to some of the other smaller or newer political parties and movements. What indications do you have about Antarsia's potential results in elections, and how is Antarsia attempting to get its message out to the public?
We prefer to send our message to Greek people through social media, through alternative sources. In Greece, the biggest TV channels are reproducing the political signals, the political messages of government and of Troika, and you never can hear from the big newspapers or from the big TV channels something alternative about the debt or about Eurozone. Andarcia has a daily contact with people, pursuing them about a political program.
Do you believe that the results of the upcoming European and local elections might force the Greek government to call early national elections? And in the event that new elections are held and we see a new left-wing government in Greece, do you believe that such a government would be able to legitimately stand up to the pressures of the Troika, the European Union, and the market?
Really, no one knows about the new government that will be formed after the early elections of the next period will resist to the pressures from Troika and European Union. At first, we know very well, we believe that from the night of 25 of May, we will have very serious political developments. It is sure that government, that the political parties of PASOK and the New Democracy will take very low percentages. It is said from polls that PASOK will take about 5% and New Democracy about around 15%. No government can bear these very low percentages. So we believe that from the next days we will have early elections. This is a very happy development because Greek people hate these two parties, PASOK and the New Democracy, because the poverty, the unemployment, the suicide of the last years are a responsibility of these two parties, New Democracy and PASOK. In this context, the fall of the government after the European election of 25 of May will be a very positive development.
In the meantime, though, the current government is continuing to pass many new laws, including recently a new midterm financial strategy law, or what was called in Greek the Mesoprothesmo. The government claims that this new bill is not equivalent to another memorandum with the Troika, that there are no new measures. But despite this, we are hearing about many new austerity measures that would be coming, and laws that would make it easier for banks to foreclose upon homes, laws that will also allow the overdevelopment of Greece's coastal areas. What would all of this legislation mean for the Greek economy if it moves forward?
First of all, I must tell you that for the Greek people, all these measures mean much bigger poverty, much bigger unemployment. The new mid-term plan includes many measures about layoffs from public sector, layoffs from hospitals, from schools, from universities. It has new taxes. They include in this mid-term plan a very big increase of indirect tax, which is the most unpopular tax because the same tax is paid by a very rich people and by an unemployed. So government has made a very big effort to persuade us that there will be no austerity measures. These austerity measures have been voted by the Greek Parliament the previous weeks, and we know very well because of the financial gaps that there are in this mid-term plan and in the latest survey of European Union that will come new austerity measures. It will come new austerity measures because there is no ability of in Greek people to pay their tax. In Greece we have very big increases in taxes, and what we can see is that the middle class, the working class, cannot pay any more tax. For example, I could tell you that every month the debts of the people to the tax authorities are increasing by 1 billion euros. All these pressures, we can understand that they form new financial gaps, new deficits in public budget.
In closing, where can our listeners find out more information about the Andarcia and its positions and its participation in the upcoming elections, and more information about your candidacy?
Whoever wants can visit our website, andarcia.org, and my own website, leonidasvatikiotis.gr, where I publish my articles from various media outlets where I'm writing.
Well, Mr. Vatigiotis, thank you very much for joining us today on Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series, and best of luck in the upcoming elections.
Thank you very much, Mr. Navarrakis.
Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio. Take Diálogos Radio on the go with you with the new Diálogos Radio app for Kindle devices. Now you can listen to our podcasts, our on-demand broadcasts, and Diálogos Radio 24/7, read all of our latest news and announcements plus our articles, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter all in one great new app. The official Diálogos Radio app for Amazon Kindle devices, available now in the Amazon Marketplace. We just wrapped up this week's edition of the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio, where we had the opportunity to speak with Leonidas Vatigiotis, an economist and a candidate in this year's European parliamentary elections with the Antaresia political party. As with all of our interviews, today's interview will soon be available online as a podcast on our website, dialogosmedia.org, in the official Diálogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, and BlackBerry devices, and the Google Chrome browser, and also in iTunes, TuneIn.com, the Windows Marketplace for Windows Phones and the Windows 8 operating system, and the Swell Radio and WeCast apps for iPhones and for iPads. We'll jump back to some music now here on Diálogos Radio, and in a few moments when we return, we will feature this week's news roundup from Greece, provided to us by the Press Project International.
Γιατί αλλιώς δικαίωμα ξανά να μου θυμίσεις μια αμαρτία μου παλιά που πάει να σβηστεί. Μα όπως σ' αγαπώ εγώ και εσύ να μ' αγαπήσεις και να γιατρέψεις
I'm not afraid to die. οι νεκρίες οι στιγμές που περνάω πια κοντά σου πώς να μείνω. Φτάσαμε κοντά σε κάποια δύση. Τώρα είναι η στιγμή για να δύο πριν η γκρίνια μας χωρίσει. Αυτό σου λέω, δεν πιστεύω σ' αγάπες και ερωτές. Δεν πιστεύω σε όμορφες στιγμές. Δεν πιστεύω σε όρκους και θυσίες. Όλα στα μέτρα σου κομμένα και ραμμένα νίκες. Δεν πιστεύω σ' αγάπες και ερωτές. Δεν πιστεύω σε όμορφες στιγμές. Δεν πιστεύω σε όρκους και θυσίες. Όλα στα μέτρα σου κομμένα και ραμμένα νίκες. Με στα μάτια να με δεις και να πεις αυτό που νιώθεις, μη φοβάσαι. Κάθε χάδι σου μοιάζει μαντίο. Αποφάσισε λοιπόν και το πράσινο το φως δώσ' μου να φύγω. Αυτό σου λέω, δεν πιστεύω σ' αγάπες και ερωτές. Δεν πιστεύω σε όμορφες στιγμές. Δεν πιστεύω σε όρκους και θυσίες. Όλα στα μέτρα σου κομμένα γεραμένα λίγες.
Dialogos Radio 24/7, our online radio station which features the best mix of great Greek music, plus programming and interviews from the vast Dialogos Radio archive. Tune in through our website, dialogosmedia.org, in iTunes Radio, or at tunein.com. We just wrapped up a musical set here on the Dialogos Radio where we just heard Eleni Limou singing Len Pistevo, Fatme with a song titled Panda Metrimenos, and Eleni Teligopoulou singing Enas Falma Ekana. And coming up next here on the Dialogos Radio is the weekly news roundup from Greece, prepared for us by the editorial staff of the Press Project International.
Welcome to the weekly news roundup brought to you by the Press Project International, presenting you with the top stories of the week as of Thursday, the 15th of May, 2014. For more Greek news, go to thepressproject.net. Fresh debate was triggered in Greece this week over the events surrounding the country's bailout negotiations, as new revelations emerged indicating that the country came close to an exit from the Eurozone in 2012. In a book published this week, the former US Treasury Secretary, Timothy Geithner, revealed that in July 2012, the German finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, outlined to him a European plan to kick Greece out of the Eurozone. In the book, titled Stress Test, Geithner describes a meeting with his German counterpart, which took place shortly after the election of the current Greek PASOK New Democracy coalition government. During the meeting, Schäuble is said to have stated that there were many in Europe who still thought that kicking the Greeks out of the Eurozone was a desirable strategy. The idea, Geithner writes, was that with Greece out, Germany would be more likely to provide the financial support the Eurozone needed, given that the Greek bailout was highly unpopular among the German electorate. According to the former US official, Schäuble also said that a Greek sacrifice would scare the remaining Eurozone members into giving up more sovereignty. Mr. Geithner said that he found the plan terrifying, as he thought it could potentially trigger a capital flight from Europe and a collapse of the Eurozone with wide-ranging repercussions. That European officials had drawn up a plan to manage a Greek exit was also claimed in an article published in the Financial Times this week. The article describes the so-called Plan Z, drawn up as a contingency plan in the event that efforts to keep Greece in the Euro failed. Citing numerous European officials, the article also names Mr. Schäuble as the most influential advocate of a Greek exit. The revelations have been used by supporters of the government as evidence backing the handling of the crisis and bailout negotiations by Mr. Samaras and Mr. Venizelos. However, Syriza leader Alexis Tsipras claims that talk of a Greek exit amounted to a bluff to scare Greece into accepting the onerous terms of its bailout, a fact which he says is supported by comments made by Angela Merkel in March of 2012 that a Greek exit would spell the end of the Eurozone. The government this week froze plans for a highly controversial bill drawn up by the finance ministry, which would remove long-standing restrictions on commercial developments of the Greek coastline and erode the public's constitutional right to access beaches. The bill has been met with intense opposition from environmental organizations, citizens, opposition parties, and scientific bodies. On Wednesday, the environmental NGO WWF presented government officials with a petition signed by over 110,000 individuals in less than 10 days. Junior coalition partner PASOK and several New Democracy MPs also said that they would not vote for the bill in its current form. While over the weekend the finance ministry sought to defend the bill as necessary for Greece's economic development, the intense backlash provoked a moderate climb down on the part of the Prime Minister's office. The Minister of State, Dimitris Stamatis, announced that public consultation for the bill would be extended until after the European elections and that the Prime Minister wanted to be fully informed of the results of the debate before forming a final position on the coastal bill. Many hailed the move as a positive step, yet campaigners warned that the government had far from scrapped the bill and was likely to still try and pass it with minor amendments. The first contracts for the exploration and exploitation of oil and natural gas fields in the west of Greece were officially signed on Wednesday the 14th of May. Drilling is to begin off the coast of Katakolo by 2016 and offshore in the Patras Gulf and inland in the region of Yanina by 2017. Three international consortia were awarded the contracts for the fields, which are estimated to have a total capacity of about 300 million barrels of oil and natural gas. The government celebrated the signing of the contracts as the culmination of 30 months of work, yet others slammed the developments as dangerous and a misguided move to bring dirty and outdated technologies into a largely unspoilt region. Environmental groups say the oil drilling will threaten tourism and the move to sustainability in the region for relatively few gains. According to optimistic scenarios, the sector will provide the state with total revenues of 15 to 20 billion euros over the course of 35 years. And finally, a significant majority of Greeks continues to have a bleak outlook, according to a new survey conducted by Public Issue, with 7 out of 10 responding that they are unhappy with the lives that they are living today. When asked how they felt about their future in the coming years, only 26% responded that they felt secure, with an overwhelming 71% saying that they felt insecure. The survey also showed that Greeks' personal finances remain in dire straits, with 73% saying that their financial situation had recently worsened. Only 3% of respondents said that their financial situation had improved. The results will be worrying for the government that maintains that Greece is turning the corner and that the economy will gradually begin to emerge from recession towards the end of the year. Even if it is true that an economic recovery is underway, it appears that few voters feel or believe it. I am Pavlos Zafiropoulos, and this has been your weekly news roundup by the Press Project International. For more Greek news, visit thepressproject.net.
Take Dialogos Radio on the go with you with the new Dialogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Dialogos Radio and Dialogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles, all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. We just wrapped up the weekly news roundup from Greece, brought to us by the Press Project International. More great Greek music is coming your way next here on Diálogos Radio.
Εδώ που μάθανε τα μάτια μας να κλαίνε, που συνηθίσαμε σε καλπικούς καιρούς, εδώ θα μείνουμε γιατί έχουμε και λέμε ένα φιλότιμο και λόγους σοβαρούς. Γιατί εδώ, εδώ είναι ο έρωτας, ξέρουμε εδώ κι οι πίκρες που μας θέλουν και τις θέλουμε. Εδώ κι εμείς για να έχει πάντα συντροφιά η εθνική μας μοναξιά. Εδώ κι εμείς για να έχει πάντα συντροφιά η εθνική μας μοναξιά. Εδώ που μάθανε τα χρόνια μας να φταίνε κι όλοι οι γειτόνοι μας ζητάνε μερτικό, παίξε το τζόγο σου και βρήσε τους καημένε με λεξιλόγιο πολύ ελληνικό. Γιατί εδώ, εδώ είναι ο που ξέρουμε, εδώ κι οι πίκρες που μας θέλουν και τις θέλουμε. Εδώ κι εμείς για να έχει πάντα συντροφιά η εθνική μας μοναξιά. Εδώ κι εμείς για να έχει πάντα συντροφιά η εθνική μας μοναξιά.
Τραγουδώ για αυτά τα λόγια σου που καίνε, για αυτά τα λόγια που τόσο αγαπώ δεν λένε. Άκουμε πως τραγουδώ όταν τον κόσμο σου ονειρεύομαι. Άκουμε πως τραγουδώ, πως νιώθω εγώ όταν σε σκέφτομαι. κάτι μελαγχολία των ματιών σου τραγουδά. Κι αυτή την άνοιξη που ανατινάζεται στο βλέμμα σου, για τη φωτιά που κατοικεί στο αίμα σου, για σένα μόνο τραγουδώ. Άκουμε πως τραγουδώ για αυτά τα μάτια σου τα τέλειωτα, που εχμαλωτίζουν με ένα βλέμμα του στον ερωτά. Άκουμε πως τραγουδώ όταν στο ψέμα σου βυθίζομαι. Άκουμε πως νιώθω εγώ απ' το φιλί όταν ζαλίζομαι. Κάτι μελαγχολία το μάτιο σου τραγουδά, για αυτή την άνοιξη που ανατινάζεται στο βλέμμα, για τη φωτιά που κατοικεί στο αίμα σου, για σένα μόνο τραγουδώ. Για τη μελαγχολία το μάτιο σου τραγουδώ, για αυτή την άνοιξη που ανατινάζεται στο βλέμμα σου, για τη φωτιά που κατοικεί στο αίμα σου, για σένα μόνο τραγουδώ.
Κομμάτια μου και λέω λόγια που δεν έχω ξαναπεί. Φεύγει αυτή που αγαπάω τώρα, φεύγει με χίλιους δύο τρόπους μ' αποφεύγει. Δεν θέλει λέει να με ξαναδεί. Αρχίζουν πάλι απ' την αρχή. Διώχνω τη θλίψη απ' τα μάτια μου και πίνω
Χωρίς εσένα ναι τι θα πω γίνω. Κουράγιο κάνω και υπομονή. Φεύγει αυτή που αγαπάω τώρα φεύγει. Με χίλιους δυο τρόπους μ' αποφεύγει. Δεν θέλει λέει να με ξαναδεί. Μα δεν τελειώνουν οι αγάπες οι μεγάλες, δεν τελειώνουν. Πονάνε, υποφέρουνε, ματώνουν κι αρχίζουν πάλι απ' την αρχή. Μα δεν τελειώνουν οι αγάπες οι μεγάλες, δεν τελειώνουν. Πονάνε, υποφέρουνε, ματώνουν κι αρχίζουν πάλι απ' την αρχή.
Follow Dialogos Radio on Facebook and Twitter and remain connected to all our latest news and updates. Check us out today at facebook.com/dialogosmedia and at twitter.com/dialogosmedia. Another set of great Greek music just came to a close here on the Dialogos Radio, where we heard Stelios Rokos with a song titled Megades Agapes, Themis Adamantidis prior to that with Akoume Pos Tragoudo, and we started out with the late, great Dimitris Mitropanos singing Η Εθνική Μας Μοναξιά. Today's program is just about ready to come to a close, but the Dialogos Radio will be featuring more coverage of the European parliamentary elections, as well as the local and municipal elections in Greece in our upcoming broadcast. Stay tuned for more details by visiting us online at dialogosmedia.org or on Facebook or Twitter simply by searching for Dialogos Media. We'll close out today's show with one final song with Rus and a song titled Exeresis. Thank you as always for joining us today here on Dialogos Radio. We'll be back again next week, same time, same place. Until then, have a wonderful weekend.
Σ' αυτόν τον κόσμο που μόνος μου ζω δεν υπάρχουν κανόνες, μα μόνο εξαιρέσεις. Και πριν να πιάσεις το νόημα περνάει. Στην αγκαλιά μου έλα. Είναι καλύτερη από τις πόλεις η δική μου η τρέλα. Μα πρόσεξε μην μείνεις εκεί. Το ξέρεις μ' αρέσεις. Μα μη με πιστέψεις. Σ' αυτό τον κόσμο που μόνος μου ζω δεν υπάρχουν κανόνες. Μα μόνο εξαιρέσεις. Και ψάχνεις για κάτι. Σε ένα φιλί, σε μια ματιά, σε ένα χαμόγελο, σε ένα δυο κρεβάτι. Κι ας ξέρεις τίποτα δεν θα είναι εκεί. Μα η αγάπη είναι εδώ. Χτυπάει την πόρτα μας και εμείς σαν μια γροθιά τον ρωτής. Κι αυτή μας δείχνει το άσχημο πρόσωπό της. Το ξέρεις μ' αρέσεις. Μα μη με πιστέψεις. Σ' αυτό το κόσμο που μόνος μου ζω δεν υπάρχουν κανόνες. Μα μόνο εξαιρέσεις. Σ' αυτόν τον κόσμο που μόνος μου ζω δεν υπάρχουν κανόνες.
εξαιρέσεις, άδειο το βλέμμα. Ο πόνος μέσα στο μυαλό, μέσα στο σώμα και στο αίμα. Να μην το δείξεις, να μην μου το πεις. Μα πήγε αργά για να τραβήξουμε ξανά κι οι δυο σε αντίθετους δρόμους. Τι κι αν πονάω, τι κι αν πονάς. Το ξέρεις μ' αρέσεις, μα μη με πιστέψεις. Σ' αυτό το κόσμο που μόνος του ζω δεν υπάρχουν κανόνες. Μα μόνο εξαιρέσεις.
Download the new Dialogos Radio app for BlackBerry phones and take our podcasts on the go with you. Through our new BlackBerry app, you can listen to and download our podcasts, and you can stay connected with all of our latest news and announcements. The Dialogos Radio BlackBerry app, now available for free in the BlackBerry app world.